Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
February 11, if you're wondering.
Thank you.
Nikki and Zamello here. Welcome.
Happy Thursday.
Ooh, I think it's fair to say there'll be some angry bikies around this morning.
Oh.
$8 million in cash. And did you see the two trucks and the stash that they found? $8 million in cash and 175 kilos of meth.
Oh, the drug busts.
Yeah, and other assorted drugs too, confiscated. The last one in an operation that saw trucks pulled over near Fairbridge last week. Yeah. So, yes, we'll be watching with interest. With that. It's a pretty impressive haul, though. It's going to... it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
Somebody will be unhappy. Somebody's probably already very unhappy.
I would say so, imagine.
Yes. Hey, the government's ban on hotel quarantine workers holding down other jobs is apparently being offset. And it had to happen. Like, you have to sort of, you know, you can't just go, you can't have other jobs. It's being offset by a 40% pay increase for the high-risk workers. So
they should.
Yeah, absolutely. That's guards, cleaners and catering workers.
Yep.
I just wonder if, I hope that gets them to a livable wage. I mean, you don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know what the hours are.
I have no idea what the situation is.
Yeah.
I find it hard to get my head around the fact that when I was a kid, it was common for families with just one income to be able to expect not just to get a home, but to be able to pay it off before the kids left home. You know, that was all fairly common kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's at a point, like, interest rates were topping out at 18% at that point as well. Yeah. And that is science fiction now.
It is crazy, isn't it? You're going to have two adults working full-time and they still...
And they'll be carrying that debt on well after the kids have moved out of home. You know what I mean? Anyway, I think I know what I'd rather have. I'd rather swap the interest rates for, you know... I'd be willing to deal with 18% interest rates for a livable wage.
Right.
You know what I mean? And reasonable job security and...
Well, it doesn't really matter if it all balances out.
Exactly.
It should just balance.
Yeah.
And, be able to afford it.
But unfortunately, I don't think it's somewhere it got very unbalanced somewhere along the line. We can live and dream about things, you know. The golden years.
But, come on, there was a lot of other things that probably made it not so good.
Well, there were no diet drinks around, that's for sure. There's very little in the choice when it comes to diet colas and stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah. And you made houses out of asbestos, so.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the consequences of that were years down the track.
I don't want to know about it.
At the time, that was fine. Today, by the way, if you don't know, today's the last day of the Chinese New Year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow begins the Year of the Ox.
The Ox?
That's right.
Okay.
I imagine they're stubborn. You kind of feel like they'd have to be stubborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's an ox? Is it like, it's like a goat?
No, it's more like a cow. Like a heavy work cow.
it's a bit rude.
It's like an attack cow. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that...
heavy work cow.
Well, they're the ones that... And I've been called
they
worse,
do heavy
to be fair. But no, they're the ones that drag the ploughs and stuff.
Right,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, if you can't afford a tractor.
It's going to be a hard-working year.
I imagine so. I imagine there'll be a lot of heavy lifting to be done.
Yeah.
Look, if the calendar... If it means we've reset the calendar here, I'm down with that.
Okay.
I mean, we're almost out of mask territory and stuff.
I know. Only a few more days. Two after today, two full days.
It's already cooled down, so maybe... I mean, look, touch wood, the fire dodginess, maybe. Mm. I mean, we could be heading back into proper summer territory, but let's like to think that maybe the worst of the fire weather could be behind us. Be a nice point to start
Hopefully.
The year, you know? Let's just count this last year as part of 2020.
It's New Year's Eve, everyone.
Yeah, Kung Hao Fat Choy. Not yet, tomorrow.
What he said.
I reckon I've discovered the ultimate list guy.
Okay.
Before proposing to his cousin.
To his cousin?
Charles Darwin. Well, it was a thing back in the day.
Wrote a story.
Well, yeah, it is. But anyway, let's just ignore that for a second. Wrote a marriage pros and cons list, right? Now, the pros include...
my cousin.
Well, you would think so, but no, not so much these days. You know, it's not even legal.
Not even legal? Or
it's not even illegal now.
Really?
No, it's still... And you don't have to go back many generations for it to be quite common. Anyway, the pros included constant companion and better than a dog. The cons, forced to visit relatives and less money for books. I'm like, forced
don't
to visit relatives?
You have the same relatives?
Like, do you just not like your family at all? Well, some members more than others, I guess. But yeah. Look, I think it's probably a good thing that cousin marriage is less of a thing now.
Oh, my God.
But I'm not sure he got the calculations right, to be honest. I mean, better than a dog.
Really? Much is better than a dog.
In lots of ways, Charles Darwin was a very bright individual with his groundbreaking theory of evolution via natural selection. But I'm not sure you can say better than a dog with confidence. And I'm a cat man.
Yeah, that's saying a lot.
It is.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
February 11 is the International Day of Women and Girls in Science.
Hey.
To inspire girls to you know,
get involved.
Take the STEM career, do it.
Yep.
It's a great day to take inspiration from big names. Like, everyone's heard of Marie Curie, who was the famous researcher into radioactivity.
Yep.
But, like, there's other great, amazing women in science that maybe aren't as well known. Dorothy Hodgkin discovered the structure of insulin. And Katherine Johnson, who was part of the early NASA missions, she was a computer back when that was a job description and not a piece of office equipment.
She was a computer.
She was a computer. That's what they used to call people that used to do the calculations by hand.
Wow.
She helped get Alan Shepard into space, one of the first people in space.
Wow.
So there's a lot of people that you can take inspiration from on a day like this. February is also Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. So if you're, just as an interesting bit of side note, if you've got unexplained fatigue or unexplained weight loss or gain, or you've noticed changes to your bathroom, and by that I mean toilet routine, probably a sign you should get a check.
Yeah.
Especially inspired by the fact that it is the month for it. Ovariancancer.net.au for details. And February 11, in slightly less serious territory, but still very valid, February 11 is Don't Cry Over Spilt Milk Day.
Don't do it. Not worth it.
Yeah, so today, the key here is not to worry and stress over the little things. You can just wipe it up and move along.
Unless it's on fabric, you'll have to chuck whatever it is out.
Yeah, well, I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill. I think you might
It'll stink forever.
You might be turning this thing into something that is not meant to be. I mean, you can sard stick it if it's on fabric, and that'll help.
Yeah, give it a go. But just know one day you'll have to throw it out.
Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing us back down to earth.
I've got an idea.
Okay, I'm always open to ideas, even terrible ones.
It's maybe, but it's an idea to remember past loved ones. So there's many ways we do that. You know, scattering ashes.
Oh, okay, not for Valentine's Day.
No, this not for Valentine's Day, like people that have passed away.
Okay, right.
You know, people do a lot of different things. Okay.
Yeah, they do.
This guy.
Oh, you can turn them into a diamond, you mean?
Yeah, that
for
one,
example.
Yeah, like a diamond ring. You can do a lot with them, but
it's a bit clingy. I mean,
it is a little bit.
But hey, if you want to, that's cool.
This guy has turned his name's Prince Midnight, can I just say, first of all.
Okay.
Anyway.
Stand by for hilarity.
His name is Prince Midnight, and he's made a guitar out of his dead uncle's rendered skeleton.
Oh, that sounds impressive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's literally, he's attached the guitar neck, the volume knobs, strings, electronics, the whole thing to the skeleton.
Is it the whole skeleton? Oh, the torso.
The torso.
So it's not the whole skeleton?
No, just the torso. And the reason why.
Don't be ridiculous.
And you may think, how did he get a hold of the skeleton? What did they do to get his skeleton?
Well, that's one of many questions I'm asking. Sure, okay. Let's answer that one.
His uncle before he passed away, he signed something to say that he donated his skeleton to education.
To his school.
So his skeleton, for about 20 years, his skeleton had been at a school as an educational tool.
Right.
That's why it was so nicely preserved. This guy didn't just dig up his uncle's bones and make a guitar out of it. But it's very impressive, and it's a good idea if you...
obviously they were close.
Very close.
You would assume.
He introduced him to rock and roll, he reckons. That's why he's made a guitar out of him, to remember him forever as he's holding him, strumming his rib bones.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news that's now scented with eucalyptus and lemon. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. 50 Shades of Grey star Jamie Dornan is headed down under for a new British TV thriller. The show is set to be called The Tourist and will star Dornan and Dumplin star Danielle McDonald. Wow. It's said to be an eerie drama set in the Aussie outback. The description is, a British man finds himself in the glowing red heart of the Australian outback in an epic cat and mouse chase with no idea who he is. The man's search for answers propels him through the vast and unforgiving outback.
Well, no place will let you work out who you are better than the outback of Australia.
Exactly right. Our very own Hugo Weaving has also been cast as a detective in this series and is the only Aussie attached to the project as of yet, but casting is still in progress though. So I would assume, some great Aussie actors will be popping up.
There'll be a couple dragged into
hopefully.
It, I reckon.
Legendary Queen of Rock and Roll Tina Turner is getting the documentary treatment.
Ooh.
HBO has just announced the upcoming release of Tina, a feature documentary detailing the music icon's life and career. The film will showcase Turner's rise to fame as she climbed the music charts with former husband Ike Turner with hits like this.
Oh, the proud Mary keep on burning, and we're rolling. Rolling on a river.
Many more good stuff there.
It'll also explore their relationship and her struggle to reclaim her stardom back in the 80s. So very interesting.
Quite a journey.
Yeah. A new series about Scooby-Doo character Velma Dinkley is coming to HBO Max 2 and it's set to star Mindy Kaling.
Oh, jinkies.
So just about... Velma.
Just Velma. Yep, the show will be called Velma.
Right.
And we'll delve into the origin story of the much-loved animated sleuth and member of the Mystery Inc. gang.
Bring it
on. It's been given a 10-episode order with Kaling producing and starring in the series. Sounds good.
Wow. I'm curious. And I mean, about the show, not just, it's not a statement about me generally.
But you are curious.
But I am curious. It fits as well. Okay.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3. Coast FM.